My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. He joins us from the Israeli capital today to offer his insights on what we've seen in terms of an escalation of military action. Yesterday, of course, the Israeli assassination of Ahmed Jabari, the militant leader of Hamas. And now, of course, Hamas has continued raining the rockets into the southern part of Israel. 250 more rockets here on Thursday. Three Israelis dead, three Israeli Defense Force members injured, and there's been other developments as well. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello from Jerusalem.
This, of course, has not been all of a sudden a beginning of the rocket attacks. These have been going on for a very long time now. And, of course, the intensity has escalated as a result of the taking out of Jabari yesterday. How did that change the dynamics in the region?
First, I have to inform you, I don't know if you heard the news, that the first time a Palestinian rocket from Gaza was launched and targeted towards Tel Aviv and actually landed in Rishon LeZion, which is a suburb south of Tel Aviv. So this is absolutely new situation in the Middle East, that the terrorists from Gaza actually attacking Tel Aviv, the largest and the biggest city in Israel. And of course, that changed the whole situation in the Middle East, because if our enemies now attacking Tel Aviv, not only other big cities in the southern part of Israel, but rather one of the important cities of Israel, Tel Aviv area, that of course will tell the government to take new direction, how to stop and how to crack down the Hamas. Maybe not only the military powers, also the regime. Because absolutely this is a declaration of war by those bloody Muslim radical terrorists, the Hamas, Palestinian terrorists, and that's a new situation in the Middle East.
So what does Israel do about that? I know there's been a military action across the border in Gaza. What do those Israeli forces need to do to eliminate that threat?
We know that those terrorists in the last two or three years got some ammunition and missiles and rockets from Iran and from the Hezbollah in Lebanon and from Sudan, which give them the possibility to enhance and to enlarge the range of the missiles, not only 5 kilometers it used to be 7 years ago when we left Gaza, then 20 kilometers or 10 miles, and now it's more than 30 miles. This is all the way from Gaza to Tel Aviv area. So I can't tell you right now what will be the situation tomorrow morning, but I'm sure the military, the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces will have to give solutions to the government how to stop it.
How long do you expect this to take? Sometimes these sorts of incursions, as some people call them, take a number of days. Other times they take a few weeks. Is this something that's likely to continue for an extended period of time, or will it be relatively brief?
Well, it depends if the government will decide to go by ground forces, which absolutely will change the whole story, or they will keep using air strikes and other very efficient military measures, but not by ground forces. I don't know if the Hamas will ask for ceasefire, as it used to be a couple of times in the past. Maybe it will stop in a couple of hours. But if they would insist launching missiles towards the Tel Aviv area and other cities of Israel, it is clear that Israel will not allow it. And the time is unlimited. It could be hours, it could be days. I want to remind you that we've been in Gaza for many years, and we left Gaza 7 years ago in 2005. So we know the area, but the question is, the Hamas will stop it and will ask through Egypt and the United States ceasefire. I know that the new president of Egypt, Dr. Mohamed Morsi, is very supportive of the Hamas, the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood. He's saying we are sharing the same ideas. The question is the international community including the United States, will be able to influence Morsi, the president of Egypt, that he will put his influence on the Hamas to stop.
Do you really think that's going to happen, though? We've already seen both ambassadors recalled. Is this a clear sign of how things are going to be different with the Muslim Brotherhood running Egypt?
Yes, absolutely different area. It's not President Mubarak, who was the governor of Egypt for the last 30 years. And that's a new era, absolutely. But still, 85 or 90 million Egyptians need American military aid and American military or civilian aid. They have to make every day 500 million bread and to feed the people. And I think sometimes economy plays a very important role in the decisions of the leaders. So even if he emotionally supports the Hamas or likes the Hamas, maybe when he has to get some financial assistance from the West, maybe President Morsi of Egypt will change his policy and will try to bridge the gap and stop it. Because now we have the funerals of Israel of those civilians and gentlemen named Aaron, age 49, another one, gentleman, Isaac, age 24, and another young lady, 27 years old, Ruth. All of them are now dead in Kiryat Malachi because of this attack. And as I told you before, if they will continue attacking not only the southern part of Israel, but rather Tel Aviv area, that's totally a new situation in the Middle East.
We're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. And, sir, a moment ago you mentioned the fact that Israel had settlements in Gaza, voluntarily withdrew back in 2005, the idea of Prime Minister Sharon at the time. You were our guest at the time. You thought that it was potentially risky, but you supported it at the time. Now that we're 7 years later and we see what's happening, what do you make of that decision back then?
Well, the conclusion is very clear. If you give territories to those terrorists and you hope that they will respect you and will not attack you, and in return, you got only in the last 24 hours, we got more than 300 missiles and rockets. So that's the answer. If you give territories to terrorists like other criminals, you cannot trust them. Because Hamas keeps saying Israel has no right to live in this area. Israel has no right. We do not recognize your existence. You should leave the state of Israel. We don't speak about the 67 border conflict with the Palestinians. And bear in mind, these are Palestinians in Gaza. We have other Palestinians in the West Bank which do not act like this. But these are the same people, the same families. Even the Golden Cells, Gaza, or West Bank, there are Muslims who in the Gaza Strip who do and speak the same level. Israel has no right to exist in this area, and we will attack. Even if they're going to lose, and Jaber is dead, the chief of staff of the Hamas, still they're doing that and continue attacking Israeli. The moment they will stop, the war will stop, because we have no claims from them. They have claims, they want us to disappear, and of course Israel will not allow it.
This is not a new phenomenon for Israel, but you obviously have unrest and violence emanating from Gaza and Hamas. You have a more hostile government now in Egypt through the Muslim Brotherhood. There's unrest in Lebanon to some extent. There's new reports today of growing protests in Jordan, and of course there's a civil war in Syria. That's every country that borders where you are. How does that affect the priorities of your country?
Well, the priorities is all around, you know, like in the basketball, all around player. And we must be the MVP, the most valuable player, because in Syria, as you heard, we have some problems because of the war between the opposition and the government of Assad. In the last 2 weeks, Israeli communities were suffered, and Israeli forces were suffered from a Syrian fire. And now in Gaza, so the priority is to look all around and to be aware and to take all the necessary measures to protect our life. I think any country around the world will understand that you have the right to defend yourself, and Israel is absolutely implementing this right.
One more question before I let you go. What's the reaction in Israel to the re-election of President Obama?
Well, we forgot about it all around. It was happening a week ago. Before he was elected, majority of the Israelis said we would like Mitt Romney to be the new president of America, because we still remember what was the relationship between Obama and Israel in the first 2 years of his term, when he came to Cairo and then came to Jerusalem. But when he was elected, I think nobody remembered there were elections in America. And as we always keep saying, America and Israel are good friends. Doesn't matter who is the president, the nations, the people, the administrations, the parliaments. There is a mutual understanding and a mutual respect and love. And that's what's important about the relations between Israel and America.
General, as always, it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you, and we hope next time you call me, we have a better situation here in Israel. Thank you.
Certainly. I think all of our listeners hope for that as well. Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem, joining us on the phone from Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.